Welcome to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. We trust this message will encourage your walk with the Lord.
This morning, if you want to go ahead, I don't have slides for you this morning. You can go ahead and on your app or in your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll do the first. We'll read the first 13 verses, and we'll just go through that kind of quickly, focusing on that verse 12 there, building up the body of Christ. We're going to build one another up, and we often get wonderful encouragement in chapel. Just last Tuesday, John reminded us about forgiving one another. Scott reminded us recently about discipleship and building one another up that way. We just so often get encouraging and those types of messages. And so you'll probably not hear anything you haven't heard before today. But hopefully it's a good reminder. The Holy Spirit can speak to you as he has me. As many people say, this is much more in preparation speaking to me than it is to you. So with that, we can begin reading in Ephesians chapter 4. Of course, leading up to this, Paul is explaining to the Ephesians and thereby to us what we have in Christ, the love we have, the building up. And so in that, he's transitioning here and he says, "I, therefore, the prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live worthily of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you too were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he captured captives, he gave gifts to men. Now, what is the meaning of he ascended, except that he also descended to the lower regions, namely the earth? He, the very one who descended, is also the one who ascended above all the heavens in order to fill all things. It was he who gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, that is, to build up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature person attaining to the measure of Christ's full stature." Let's go before the Lord in prayer real quick. Father, we just ask that you speak your words today. We thank you for Levi's prayer and these requests that were lifted up, and even those that didn't get spoken out loud. We just thank you for the body of Christ, especially here at CMDA. While we're not a church, we are part of the church, Lord, your body. And so we ask that you build us up now. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So we're called to unity in Christ, to love one another, and to walk worthy of our calling with humility, with gentleness, patience, and love. The relational virtues the body of Christ has. Walk worthy means that we have to walk the way, in the same way that we're called. Walk matching our calling. But unity isn't automatic. It requires effort. We have to be eager to maintain that unity. I sometimes say, sometimes we're a little bit like 10 grit sandpaper. We're a little rough on one another. And so what's the basis of that unity? Verses 4 through 6, Paul lists seven ones: one body, Spirit, hope, Lord, faith, baptism, and God. This is foundational. Our unity isn't man-made, but it's rooted in God himself. It's a Christ who lives in us. He continues on in 7 through 10. Every believer has been given grace, our spiritual gifts, by Christ. Paul quotes Psalm 68 here, and I don't have time to go into all of that, but it's interesting, if you go back and look at that, Paul, by the Holy Spirit, gives a little bit different interpretation of that passage, and so it's interesting that the last line is a little bit different in there. I encourage you to go and look that up. But Christ's victory results in giving gifts to men. He equips his people not just to exist, but to build. We build up the body. And the gifts are given for edification. Of course, Paul lists leadership positions here. Prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, or pastor, teacher. To build up the body of Christ. And what do they build up the body of Christ for? What do they equip the saints for the work of the ministry for? To build up the body of Christ. We build one another up. And that's where I want to focus this morning. We build each other up spiritually, relationally, missionally. We see, as examples of that in Scripture, we see Barnabas. He got the name Son of Encouragement, right? Because that's what he was doing all the time. He was encouraging others. You remember, he vouched for Paul. He discipled new believers. He supported missionaries. I love to encourage one another. Sometimes that's hard to say out loud because I find myself being imperfect at it. But I do like to go and encourage other believers and other folks around, and I would encourage you to do the same thing. Of course, in the early church, the number grew because of love for one another. What people saw, they wanted a part of that, and that's how we want to be. We want people on the outside who see us interact, even in our imperfection, to want to be a part. So what are some ways we can do that? What are some ways we can build one another up? We can encourage one another. We can speak positively on one another. You can find, it said you can find something good to say about someone. There's a story that I've heard Alicia tell. She says that there was a fellow who always had something good to say about everybody. And so somebody was going to trip him up and said, "Well, what do you have to say about the devil?" And he says, he stood there and thought a minute. Says, "He sure is good at his job." And so we can find something good to say about everyone. A little humorous there, but we can affirm people's progress when we disciple them. We can affirm the gifts they have in the Lord and how they work them out. As Scott reminded us, we can mentor new believers, teaching them how to walk with Christ, how to grow in their faith. We can participate with one another in small groups, in prayer, in Bible studies, one-on-one relationships, more than just working relationships. You might remember that Paul built leaders by mentoring them. He equipped Timothy and Titus to build the local church through sound doctrine and discipleship. We can also serve with our gifts, using our talents here in ministry or in your local church. We also have differing types of gifts and talents, and so it's not going to look the same for every person. But learn what yours are. Step out. If the Lord calls you to something, then take that step of faith and see how He grows your gifts. We have people here. One thing I'm often amazed about is the activity committee. Our activity committee this year. They have put together some really good events and used their gifts to organize and mobilize people to move forward and to help us build camaraderie. I don't have that. I don't have that in my pinky toe. You know, there's not much of that there at all. But those folks use their gifts to build up us here. And that's encouraging to me because I know I couldn't do it. And you have talents and abilities in that way as well. Find a way and encourage one another. We can also pray for one another. We have opportunities. I see different prayer groups around the building at different times. On Wednesday morning, we get together and pray for our electronic members. We pray for one another. We pray for the different ministries here. And that's encouraging. So those are just a few ways. Another way to build one another up is gently and in love confronting one another when we see a wrong. I won't spend a whole lot of time on this, but building up one another isn't only the positive affirmation, but it's the encouragement to do better as well. I had one of those moments earlier this week, and it was very encouraging to me. I was very appreciative of that. And so I just am glad that someone cared enough to say something to me about that. So you don't feel like, obviously you have to have that relationship, but don't feel like you can never call someone to more. Henry Ward Beecher said, "The church is not a gallery for the exhibition of eminent Christians, but a school for the education of imperfect ones." And it's also said, this one I found this quote and found it appropriate, but it's attributed to two different people. So it's either Warren Wiersbe or John Wimber. "Spiritual gifts are not toys to play with, but tools to build with." So what about us? Are you using your gifts to serve others, or are you sitting on the sidelines? Who are you intentionally encouraging or discipling in your local community, whether it's here in your department or in your church? How do you contribute to unity, not division, in the body of Christ? So, Paul's vision here isn't for passive churchgoers, but active bodybuilders. You're uniquely gifted by Christ to strengthen His body, His church. So don't underestimate your value. So I just want to challenge you. Build up. Encourage, strengthen one another. Encourage one another.